Earl and the Thingamabot. One day, Earl was wandering around in the town and decided to visit his friend the master mechanic. He wound his way down the stone street to where his building was, knocked on the big wooden door with its large iron ring as the door knocker, pushed the heavy door with his shoulder, and went into the laboratory hall of the master mechanic. It was a big room whose ceiling was higher than a tree, and across its floor were tables stacked with books, parts of machinery. Shelves lined the walls where there were machines that sawed, machines that cut, machines that turned things into smooth cylinders, and ones that made squares. Behind these were shelves filled with bins with mechanical parts, pieces of steel, copper, aluminum. There were coils of silver wire, yellow-covered bars, and small glass tubes. Earl walked in and looked at these shelves. He saw that the master mechanic was working carefully at a table with a screwdriver in his hand and some pliers, a pair of glasses on his eyes which made small parts look bigger. He had an intense look on his face. Earl waited for him to finish by examining two jars, one that was filled with bright blue liquid and another that glowed yellow. He looked in a box which had small, strange pieces of metal and small machines that suddenly would spin and stop, all on their own. Earl wondered, what did all these things do? It'd be nice to ask someone, but the master mechanic was always so busy. The master mechanic glanced up and says, "Hi, Earl. What are you looking at?" "Oh," said Earl, "you have so many interesting machines in your laboratory. I don't know how you even can keep track of them all. I don't even know what most of them do." "Yes," the master mechanic said, "I've been working for a long time, and it's hard to find things now and then. But that's why I got an assistant. Have you met my new assistant, Earl?" "She'll be right back," said the master mechanic. "But you know her. You were responsible. I went to the school and asked for volunteers, and Marigold said she would like to help me." "Marigold," said Earl. And he thought of the nice girl who was the same age but several classes ahead of him. "Yes," said Earl, "I thought of Marigold when you asked. She's one of the smartest kids in our school. She knows a lot about machines." "Yes," said the master mechanic. "She just started a few days ago, and she's been very helpful. She's been helping me make these thingamabots." Earl went over towards the desk, and there in the middle of the floor was a machine that looked like a mushroom, except much bigger, with six wheels, two metal arms that came out, and a rotating head with lights on it. "Wow," said Earl. "You call that a thingamabot?" "Yes. It's a general Turing machine, so it can be designed to do lots of different things. Marigold is helping me work out some of the problems with it." Just then, Marigold herself came into the hall carrying a large pair of pliers. "Marigold, you remember Earl from school? Maybe you could show him a little bit about the thingamabot since I have to go out. You know what to do." And the master mechanic put down his screwdriver, picked up his coat, and shut the door behind him as he went out on his errand. There was a silence in the laboratory as Earl looked at Marigold, and Marigold looked at Earl. And then she said, "Did you know that this machine is made of Willibrator clay?" pointing to the thingamabot. "No," said Earl. "What is Willibrator clay?" "It's a kind of clay that can be molded into various mechanical devices that then become like steel. But after you're done with the pieces, you can put the parts or the whole machine back in the Willibrator pile where it melts back into the clay. You can make lots of different machines from it. You can make all sorts of experiments because a lot of new machines don't work, and so you have to keep trying different things, and Willibrator clay makes it easy to do that. I can show you if you like." With that, Marigold went over to a machine with lots of keys on it and little levers and lights and knobs. She said, "I'll make a machine that will do the dishes." And she turned some knobs and she pushed some buttons. A design flashed on the screen. She pushed some more buttons, and Earl heard a whirring noise to his left. He looked over, and out from the side of a big white metal box, like a refrigerator, opened a little door. Another mushroom machine with little arms motored out. The little machine went immediately over to the sink, where there were a few lunch dishes still in it, and it began to clean them up, soaping one side, rinsing the other, stacking them on the left, and cleaning the glasses. "Wow," said Earl. "That machine works fast. And that's all it does is clean the dishes?" "Well," said Marigold, "that's what this one does. You can make another thingamabot which will do other things, but this one just does the dishes. This is a dishwashing thingamabot." "We could use one of those at home," said Earl. He then thought of some of the other questions he had, and he and Marigold started talking about other kinds of machines and the various pieces in the lab. Earl was impressed that she knew so many answers to so many questions. He asked about the many machines in the lab and about the jars and what was in them. She had just been there a few days, but she knew a tremendous amount. But after a few minutes, Marigold looked at the clock and said, "Oh, I almost forgot. I have to go home to fix our dishwasher. It was nice to meet you, but if you could just lock up the laboratory when you leave, I'd appreciate it." And grabbing her sweater, Marigold left to go home. Earl was now alone in the lab. Earl looked around the lab and he saw the dishwashing thingamabot was almost done with the dirty dishes. The sink was now neat and clean. But as he looked around, he realized there were a lot of bins of trash that hadn't been emptied, and they were messy. He went over to the control panel for the thingamabots, and he pressed the buttons the way that Marigold had pressed them. He turned some knobs, and he pushed some buttons, and he pulled some levers just the way that she had. At one point, when the screen came up and asked him for the purpose, he typed in, "Take out the trash." And then he pushed the big red button which told the fabricator to mold the Wheelabrator clay. There was a whirring sound and some chunking noises, and then out from the little panel there came another mushroom-shaped machine with metal arms and little wheels. It immediately went over and started picking up the trash cans and taking them outside. There was a panel in the wall with a swinging door like the ones that a dog would use to get in and out, and the thingamabot took each trash can and moved it outside, dumped it in the dumpster, and came back in. Earl was delighted with it. He watched it for a few minutes. Then, looking down at the floor, he decided that the floor had some grit on it. With the sink clean and the trash taken out, certainly, he decided, the floor should be vacuumed. Once again, he went over and pushed some buttons and pulled some levers on the Wheelabrator machine. When the console asked what was this thing about for, Earl typed in, "Clean the floor." He pushed the big red button. And sure enough, there was a whirring sound and then a noise like water pouring into a bathtub. When that stopped, out from the little door on the Wheelabrator came a shorter thingamabot. This one had arms, but with a vacuum cleaner at the end of one of them. It started motoring around the floor, avoiding the desks and the chairs and the equipment, but vacuuming every place where the floor was clear and picking up all the dirt that was there. Earl looked around the lab and saw there was one machine putting away the glasses, another was taking out the trash, and this one was vacuuming the floor. Earl was so excited as these three machines worked about the room. The mechanics hall would be completely clean. Imagine how happy the master mechanic would be when he saw the laboratory so clean, and he thought how impressed Marigold would be that he had built all these machines. He jumped up and down and clapped his hands. But when Earl did so, his elbow hit the big red button by accident. "Ouch," he thought, and rubbed it where it had been banged. And holding his elbow, he looked at the console and was surprised to see there was another vacuum machine coming out of the side of the Wheelabrator. It, too, began vacuuming the floor, but in a different area than the first one. "Huh," said Earl. "I didn't mean to do that, but now the work will be done twice as fast." He watched the two vacuum machines clean the floor just as the dishwasher thingamabot was putting away a drinking cup and the trash machine thingamabot was taking out another pail of garbage. They were all working well. But Earl looked around and saw that the laboratory was a very big room with a big floor. And there was probably a lot of dirt still on that floor. Maybe, he thought, he should make just a couple more thingamabots to get the job done before Marigold got back. He hit the red button 2 times, or maybe it was 3 times, because he forgot to count. There were more thingamabots coming out from with vacuuming arms and started vacuuming. Now the area around him was getting a little crowded because two of the machines were bumping into one another and then turning around and moving in different directions. Earl had to jump out of the way because one thingamabot came right towards him to clean the floor where he stood. As he put his hands out on the counter to lift himself out of the way, his hand pressed the red button. He heard the console click several times, and out of the little door came several more vacuuming machines, and they started vacuuming too. There were now a lot of vacuuming thingamabots near him, and Earl wished they would spread out because they kept bumping into one another. Maybe, he thought, he could lift one over to a different section, but as he thought about it, there was a thingamabot hitting his shoes. But as he stepped away and lifted his foot, the thingamabot put the vacuum on his shoe and sucked it off his foot. Then another one was behind him, and it started sucking on his other shoe, and he found that his shoelace was being sucked into the machine. It got that shoe, too. A vacuuming arm came from the first thingamabot and sucked away his sock. Earl now just had one sock on, but still the thingamabots were vacuuming around him, and he had to move quickly away from them. As he stepped out of the way, he stepped on the vacuum end of a thingamabot and slipped. His elbow hit the red button another time, and he thought to himself, oh no, there are going to be more vacuuming machines. Two more vacuuming thingamabots came out from the little door and started vacuuming. Now the hall was buzzing with thingamabots. Many of them were vacuuming, one was cleaning the dishes, and another kept taking out the trash cans and emptying them, even though all the trash cans were empty. Earl saw that there were the thingabots everywhere, all over the floor, all working in different directions. Many were bumping into one another or bumping into the tables. Others were moving the chairs around. Every time he tried to figure out what to do with one thingamabot, another thingamabot was bumping into him and sucking at his toes or trying to get his other sock. This was not what he expected. Soon, Earl was standing on a table, and he had lost his last sock. Thingamabots seemed to be everywhere, especially after one of them, which was vacuuming the top of the Wheelabrator console, kept vacuuming the red button, which made it go up and down, and it even hit a green button that was next to it. And right after that, a long row of thingamabots came out of the Wheelabrator's little door and moved into the room. Some were vacuuming, but now, maybe from the green button, there were thingamabots with different arms. He wasn't sure what these did at first, but then he saw they were mopping the floor and another was dusting the countertops. There were thingamabots moving up and down the aisles, bumping into tables, pushing the legs of chairs, and vacuuming the floor, the shelves, the windows. And they weren't stopping. Because they knocked into the tables and chairs, things had fallen off of them, making a mess. And when that happened, a herd of thingamabots would arrive and start cleaning up. Earl was worried. How do you stop a thingamabot, he thought. How could he send the machines back? Marigold hadn't told him that, but there were too many now. He thought the hall was clean enough, but the thingamabots just kept cleaning. Earl was now standing on a chair that was constantly being bumped in by the thingamabots. He didn't know what to do. He thought one thingamabot was good to clean the hall, but now there were many, many thingamabots moving around. Some cleaning, some mopping, some taking the trash out, some dusting, and some he didn't even know what they were doing. They were moving around everywhere. They were even going under the tables. As Earl watched them, one thingamabot bumped into another, which bumped into a second one, which drove it into the side of a table, making a glass case fall from the table onto the floor. A thingamabot immediately turned around and started cleaning up the mess, and another one started dusting. The thingamabots were out of control, but he didn't know how to stop them. Maybe he could corral the thingamabots by putting a bunch of chairs around them. He moved a chair in front of one thingamabot, and it stopped and turned around, and he pushed the chair against that, and the machine seemed to get cornered in one little area. So he turned and tried to herd another thingamabot to a different corner. But when a thingamabot got stuck, it seemed to signal to another one, and several thingamabots came and moved the chair out of the way. Now it seemed to Earl that thingamabots were beginning to chase him because he was interfering with cleaning the laboratory. The thingamabots thought Earl needed to be cleaned out of the laboratory. Earl climbed onto a taller table. The thingamabots moved back and forth below him like there were sharks swimming back and forth. Earl thought they would just stay on the table until they went away, but one of them started to bump into the table as if he were trying to get him to fall off. Earl thought that this one was the one that had taken his shoes. It kept shaking the table. He held on to the top. But now Earl saw there were several thingamabots moving towards him, like they had been called over. They all seemed to be moving towards him. Earl decided he should grab a thingamabot and steer it in a different direction. When one of them came by, he jumped down behind it and grabbed it and tried to turn it. The thingamabot didn't turn easily. All of its six wheels worked against him. But although it tried to turn around, Earl was able to get it heading towards the door where he thought he'd push it out of the hall and outside. He would then lock the door. But as he steered it to the door, another thingamabot came up from behind him with a duster and started dusting him. And then a vacuum cleaner thingamabot came and started sucking on his shirt. Soon Earl was surrounded by thingamabots. Each one tried to clean him a little bit, and he couldn't really move because they had him cornered, and there were so many around him. One had his shirt, another was pulling on his belt. He couldn't see because the duster was in his face and his hand was stuck in the vacuum hose of another. All he could hear was the whirring noise and the vacuuming of thingamabots, and they kept pushing and pulling on him. He thought that he was going to fall over, and then they would be all over him. They probably were going to vacuum him all the way to the trash. Earl heard the door open, and between the feather duster, he saw Marigold come in and look around. The laboratory floor was a sea of thingamabots, all shifting left and right around the room. Earl shouted, "Marigold, help me! The thingamabots are eating me. There are too many of them." Marigold jumped over a thingamabot, crawled across the table, and climbed to the wheel abrader console. She reached over and mashed down on the black switch on the side of the machine. There was the sound of a bell. All the thingamabots stopped. Earl tried to explain to Marigold what had happened and how he was just trying to clean up, but there were soon so many thingamabots that they were getting in each other's way, but he didn't know how to stop them. Marigold nodded. "I should have told you all about how to get them to stop, but I've never seen so many of them together. It's a good thing that I came," she said. "After a while, the thingamabots may have thought that you were trying to make the room messy, and then they might have tried to grab you and put you in the trash." She typed in some more commands into the control, and all the thingamabots started humming again. But instead of vacuuming or cleaning or dusting, the thingamabots lined up and motored towards the wheelabrator like a row of ants. Each of them went, one by one, back into the little door where they had come from. All of them went into the fabricator, and soon it was quiet in the laboratory. Marigold looked at him and smiled. "No problem," she said. And Earl decided that he and Marigold were going to get along just fine. The end.